There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Let's move to Carl Talese, who joins us. Carl's from Visa. He's Senior Director, Innovation and Strategic Partnerships, Central and Eastern Europe, Middle East and Africa. So the right man here. Now, Carl, good to see you.
Yeah, thanks, Tim. Thanks.
Good to have you here. Now, you're running a competition to get ideas for payments of the future, aren't you? Now, the winners announced tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Is that right? Just run us through the competition, the kinds of things you're...
We brought in to the region for the first time. It's called the Visa Everywhere Initiative. And effectively what we're trying to do is give an opportunity for startups across the region to showcase not only their applications and solutions, but to address key challenges that we've identified in three key areas. One of those is really around how do you help the merchant side of the business in terms of accepting digital transactions. So that's sort of the first area. The second area is around airport transit. So there's a lot of people that transit through airports and not quite sure what to do and how do you sort of help stimulate that whole experience in terms of making purchases and getting some really interesting opportunities to purchase. And then the third one is really around the loyalty. You know, how do we encourage loyalty offers with small-time merchants and allow that to sort of play.
And we're moving away from a cashless society, paperless cash sort of society already. You know, you use your contactless to pay for things. You've got your phone. You do that sometimes, don't you? But I think I'm just having a little think for your competition. I've got a few ideas for you, Carl. See, maybe if I might be, you know, a winner on Wednesday.
Submit it for the next round.
So what about, imagine voice recognition? That could be the future. You could pay by saying something.
So I will definitely showcase one of the solutions we've got here at the Dubai Internet City Stand is the futuristic connected car experience. It's a joint proof of concept that we're showcasing with Bentley. And it is actually voice activated, so you actually sit in the car. It's an autonomous futuristic vehicle where you can actually purchase or make a payment for either a parking or fuel or for food and drink. By voice. So that's one example of that.
Oh, see, Tim, that was a good idea.
There you go.
What about like an iris payment?
There you go, retinal scans.
Oh, we got that as well. We got that covered.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'd really worked hard on those ideas.
Is that all you've got?
Yeah, that was all I could think of.
Okay,
yeah.
So let's go back to contactless then, because we've got that already. But it is interesting, isn't it? All of these things are coming, and it is very sci-fi, but it's not science fiction. This is science reality. It's coming very much more sooner than we thought.
Yeah, I think that the key here, and look at the themes, and even where we are right now, it's built around how do you enable a smart city, and how do you really bring towards the citizens and the consumers in a city those kind of contactless payment experiences. Ultimately, what we're all about is supporting that, and really, you know, if you look at some of the showcases we've got here, it's addressing something as simple as if you want to go to a coffee shop, you know, the need to carry a wallet or to carry even a phone. In the future, you should be able to really carry your credentials, which is your biometric information. And we've got over there, for example, use a hand gesture, register once, use your hand gesture, and then walk inside and say, look, I'd like a latte. Gesture. We've got a partner with Morpho, for example, over there, who's got that technology that allows you to scan your fingerprints. And then you collect your coffee and go. And what we've actually seen here in the last couple of days is on the first day, a lot of people came to the stand over at Dubai Internet City, and they basically, on their stand, and they swiped their hands, they registered, they swiped their face recognition, and they went over and experienced a biometric ATM, logged in, saw their profile, walked back across to the coffee experience, and then literally swiped their hand and then collected the coffee and went. And they did this over a couple of days coming back in.
So just we've only got a couple of seconds, unfortunately, but just how far away are we from being able to high-five for a coffee, as it were?
I would say we're not too far away. Let's put it that way. I think we're obviously looking at now bringing those as pilots into the market, and we're working with our close partners and clients. And one of the key areas we were going to start this off is actually here. So,
wow.
It's remarkable.
I'm impressed.
Carl Talese is from Visa, Senior Director, Innovation and Strategic Partnerships, Central Eastern Europe, Middle East and Africa. Carl, not enough time to chat to you, unfortunately, but that's what we've got. But thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for your time.
Good to have had you here.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.